Grand Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, men, get up on that reviewing stand, for here comes your parade of stars, passing in review for the AEF and the United Nations, and answering your commands to Command Performance, care of Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. At the head of the parade is a globe-trotting group just back from a summer playing a GI circuit that opened in Great Britain, moved on to North Africa and Sicily, and closed in Iceland. And tonight, by worldwide acclaim, they open again on Command Performance, presenting Francis Langford, Tony Romano, and Bing Crosby's understudy, Bob Hope.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter. Hiya, fellas. This is Bob, Command Performance Hope, telling you guys that since our boys hit Sicily, our flag has really influenced the Axis. Hitler turned red, Tojo turned blue, and Mussolini blue. Yes, sir. I just got back from a 20,000-mile flying trip of the fighting fronts. And I'm back. Yes, sir. Land, sea, mountains, deserts, no kidding. I've covered more interesting territory than any one of Gypsy Rose Lee's fans. Trip that was going across the Atlantic. Some guy on the radio was singing, "Let's Get Lost," and the pilot was taking him seriously. And halfway out, it got a little rough. The pilot was a gambler. Right in the middle of the storm, he leaned over and said, "Hope, I'll toss you for your dinner." And I said, "Thanks, but the plane just beat you to it." And what a reception I got in England. I was met at the airport by the Bob Hope fan club and his keeper. But... But England is wonderful, the way they treated me. What a reception I got. As soon as I arrived in London, Winston Churchill left for Quebec. But I want to tell you, we had a great time in England, and those English women, they really knocked your eye out. I discovered that one night during a blackout. But I want to tell you, with no kidding, the English are really taking this war seriously. They've got a new plan there to conserve tires. They never run over anybody wearing a rough tweed suit. We had a wonderful time in England. We left, we got in a plane, and 2 days later, I landed in Casablanca. Casablanca, that's the place where Humphrey Bogart found Ingrid Bergman. And a year later, 500,000 soldiers came over for an introduction. Ah, Casablanca, what a historical place. I had a date there one night with a native dancer. Nothing happened. I guess she never heard about unconditional surrender. Then I flew to Tunis. That's right in the middle of the desert. If you want to know what a desert's like, just hold a bowl of sugar up to an electric fan while you're sitting on a hot stove. Francis, it was a very exciting trip. Francis Langford was a little frightened by the air raids. In fact, twice she almost beat me to the shelter. But I never will forget the first bullet that came my way. I heard it twice, once when it passed me and once when I passed it. But I will say that our boys over there are really wonderful. They can really take it. With one exception, one lad was breaking all the rules, making a fool of himself, running after women. I finally sat down with him and said, "Look, kid, what's the matter?" And he said, "Hope, when you were in the States, did you give a pint of blood to the Red Cross?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, I'm the guy who got it." Anyway, right now, I want you to meet a gal that I know the boys will never forget, Miss Frances Langford, right here.
Thanks, Bob. And fellas, I'll never forget you. In fact, I'm still dreaming that I'm standing on the back end of an army truck somewhere in Africa or Sicily, singing and looking out upon thousands of you. And I can still remember every face. But anyway, since I've been home, I'm trying to catch up on the recent songs. And this one says my visit with you meant a lot. But just how much, you'll never know.
Never know just how much I missed you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know.
Langford, that was really fine, Francis. What a girl, that Langford. On the trip, we did an act together. I'd come out in the hot sun and do a little tap routine, and Francis was swell. I wouldn't say she tried to draw attention away from my dance, but next time I'm going to wear a two-piece sun suit, too. But, fellas, I told a lot of you that when we got back, we'd call up the Charioteers and have them on Command Performance. You know, I heard Command Performance over there myself, and was I thrilled. I'd have listened more often, but I get enough for Crosby when I'm home. But so many guys like to sing, and the Charioteers seem to be a model for every GI quartet that I met. Maybe it's because of their range. They can take a high note.
Hi, man.
They can take a low note.
No, man.
The Charioteers singing Pistol Packin' Mama.
And was I having fun until one night I didn't sing right and now I'm on the run. Whoa, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down.
Never flirt with a gal named Tess down old Texas way, 'cause if you do, I'm telling you,
here's what you'll have to say. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol.
Now listen to the story of a red-haired gal named Kay. She shot a pistol in the air and
hit me in the leg. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama, lay that pistol down.
Yes, sir. My girl's got a job as a letter carrier. She's going to be a postal packing mama. Just made it up. I'll undo it right away. Well, gang. Well, gang, we've run by the half-mile post without answering some of your Command Performance mail. So let's swipe a half second to say hello to all APO and FPO numbers. Picking out old 986 for regards to Butch Schuler, Bug Eye, Pete the Tramp, Model McCurdy, Hammer and Nails Gus, Bones Bauer, Baldy, Blueprint, Sleepy Jones, G.I. Robinson, 2x2 Pedazra, Pedazra, and Pessimistic Campbell. Sounds like my agent. And, brother, look at this. 115 names on a letter from Private Emmett North at 928. And Sarge Ed Cernak at 25 says, keep the home fires burning. I'll be home to warm my hands one of these days. You said it, Sarge. But, fellas, on our trip overseas, I figured we ought to have an orchestra to accompany Francis Langford. And you know me, nothing but the best. So I hired one and paid the expenses to LaGuardia Field. And this orchestra played till it dropped. In Berserdi alone, it dropped $12 in the crap game. Same guy that said post a pack and mama. But here's the orchestra that made the trip. One big guitar and one swell little guy. The song Priceless and Tony Romano.
Like the president's smile or a Carnegie style, you're priceless. Like a Winchell remark or a puppy's first bark, you're priceless. Do-da-da-da-da. I know the value of love, and so you see, da-da-da-dee-da-da-da. I really mean every word when I say you're priceless to me. Like a Fred Allen gag or a good crying jag, you're priceless.
What's the matter?
Just a second, boy. Did I hear right?
What's
did you say like a Fred Allen gag? Was that the thing?
That's right.
The mustache is sapping your brain or something. Huh? Like a Fred Allen gag? Is that what you said? The next time you go to Europe, you go by drain pipe, old boy. Watch yourself, sad sack. I'm standing here.
Like Dottie Lemoore's clothes or my pal Bob Hope's nose, you're priceless. Like a band when it swings or like Bing when he sings, you're priceless. Da-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You're in a class by yourself, dear. You wonderful you, like I said at the start, and it comes from the heart. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, you are priceless to me.
Thank you, Tony Romano. You know, we had some bad moments overseas, moments that leave a mark on a man, like that night on a little side street in Palermo. It was black and foreboding. Smoke hung over the city. And then it happened. I heard a voice. It came from a radio through the window of a blacked-out beer joint. It was weird. Weird, I tell you. A voice to haunt a man, and it said,
shoot me the flak and call me Jack if it ain't old High Horn.
My father, Bing Crosby.
Hello, Dad. You got your bags pulled up, haven't you?
Oh, you're
flabby. If it isn't the jolly little chap with the happy tonsils. Bing, it's good to see your old mug again.
Thank you, Bob, and it's a treat to case your old pothook once more.
Bing, no allusions to my horn, please.
I'm agreeable if you'll quit talking about my shirts and my horses and one thing or another.
It's a deal. Mm-hmm. Doesn't leave us much, does it?
No, it doesn't. Oh, pardon me.
Say, you'll have to excuse Bing tonight. He's a little tired. He just flew back from Washington. He's trying to get Congress to pass a bill to ration Frank Sinatra.
You too, huh? Yeah. That's silly, really silly. We love Frankie. In fact, out at our house, he's our pinup boy.
pinup boy, huh?
Yes, my kids pin up his picture and throw darts at it.
It's nice to know everybody has a red skeleton in their life, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, Sinatra could replace you, you know that, don't you, Bingo?
Well, you're mad. You're entirely mad. He read my contract. Says in there a picture a year with Bob Hope. Boy lost interest. man, he flew, that boy.
Well, panning down to your kisser after being gone 3 months, I see why they're saying those things about your picture, Dixie.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Out with it, fatter than me. What are they saying?
Oh, nothing. Just that the picture won't even pay its mailing cost.
Oh, they're saying it won't make money, huh? You heard that?
Well, not exactly, but the exhibitors took one look at Dixie and said, no hope.
I saw Let's Face It.
I'm saving my money.
Of course, on the radio... I'm getting run into more switches with this guy. Of course, on the radio, following Fibber McGee as you do,
yeah.
You get his overflow and everything.
Yeah.
You're bound to score a little, but in pictures,
yeah.
Without me, may I tell you that in pictures you'd just be a stand-in for Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Is that so? I'll have you know I can get along by myself. After all, don't all the producers in Hollywood think I'm a big name?
Not the clean-minded ones. But speaking of talent, did you run into any of our stars over there, Bob?
Read your script that says other stars.
Oh,
watch that. As a matter of fact, I ran into Jack Benny in London. We had 8 o'clock tea together.
8 o'clock tea? Don't you mean 4 o'clock?
I'm talking about when he picked up the check.
Oh. Must have been a great trip, though. Look, give me the lowdown, will you, Chisel Chin? And when those bombs were dropping, bullets were flying, bombs dropping. Did you show the white feather?
What's that?
Well, when you're in air raid, for instance, and you break out in goose pimples and your spine turns to jelly and you start to shake all over and...
Is that what they call showing the white feather?
Yes.
Shake hands with an ostrich.
You were right in the thick of it, huh?
Right up in there. And those soldiers really admired me, Harry.
No kidding, Ski Snoot. They admired you, huh?
Yeah, not like some people I know. They even admired my nose.
They admired your nose?
Yeah.
Well, naturally, what soldier wouldn't admire a man who could dig a foxhole with his hands in his hips pocket?
Look at those ears. He was born with his flaps down. Look at that.
No kidding, Bob. What's it like over there? Knock me the news on the, for instance, on the woman situation. What do they do for dates?
Well, it's pretty rugged, Bing. Pretty rugged. Not a woman in sight. In fact, in the whole trip, the only guy who found a woman was one fellow who stood on a hill in the moonlight for 18 hours and bayed like a wolf.
Really?
Yeah, pardon me while I spray my throat. Look, while you're mulling that over, why don't you make yourself useful and join up with those charioteers and haul us a load of gravel, huh, Dad?
Okay, Flabby, if you'll just step aside. Gentlemen... Let's us leave us bay the moon, huh? Hit it, man.
Voices hum, crooning over moonlight bay. Banjos strum, crooning while the moon.
Memories like these remind me of the girl I left behind me. There's a line goes in here somewhere, but I don't know what. We were sailing along.
We were sailing along
on moonlight.
On Moonlight Bay,
you could hear the voices singing.
Oh, sweetly,
they seem to say, you have stolen my. Now don't go away.
Now don't go away.
As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay. We were sailing along,
sailing along
on Moonlight Bay,
on Moonlight Bay.
You could hear the voices singing. They seem to say, you have stolen my heart,
stolen my heart.
Now don't go away.
Now don't go away.
As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay.
Yes, we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay.
We were sailing along.
Wonderful, Bing. After hearing you sing, I don't blame Sinatra for trying. Thank you. Oh, and by the way, Daddy, have you met Daddy Cross?
Yes.
Have you met our little girl, Frances?
Howdy there, Mother Langford.
How are things at the Star Club, Mr. Crosby?
Please.
Bing, is it true that Bob telephoned you from Algiers?
Oh, he hit me with a large collect item, that boy. Francis, give me the lowdown, will you? I see by the North Hollywood shopping news that old Highhorn here got Winston Churchill to autograph a short snorter dollar.
Yes, he did, and Bing, it was so embarrassing.
So Churchill did use his own dollar. Could I help it if I didn't have change for a pound?
Francis, I hear you saw action. How about that?
Action, he says. Are you kidding?
Oh, yes, Bing.
Are you kidding?
And Bob was very brave and so thoughtful. He was always the first to show me where the bomb shelter was.
You see, Crosby.
I can still see Bob standing there in the bomb shelter and yelling, "Hurry up, here it is."
Why don't you two sing something?
Boy could take four bows on hissing alone, couldn't he?
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you.
A tinkling piano in the next apartment, no stumbling word that told you what my heart meant. A fairground faded swing. These foolish things remind me of you.
You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be.
The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer?
Oh, how the ghosts of you cling. These foolish things remind me of
first daffodils and long, excited cables and candlelight on little corner tables. And still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you.
The park at evening, when the bell has sounded, the Ile de France with all the gulls around it. The beauty that is spring, these foolish things remind me of you.
How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me.
The sigh of midnight trains in empty stations.
Silk stockings thrown aside.
Dance invitations. Oh, how the ghosts of you cling. These foolish things remind me of you.
I want to say that this is Bob Hope speaking from America. You know, I left this old country of ours for a few months and came back. In the meantime, the telegraph boy has delivered some telegrams that are tough to take, but the nation is still going around with its chin up. Here and there, a few folks get off the beam and get grabby and selfish and sound off about what's wrong. But there aren't many of these. It's just that they stick out like a sore thumb because the majority are so ashamed of them. And there's more smoke over Chicago and Pittsburgh because the factories are working longer and harder. And 4 a.m. to 11 p.m. is a fair day's work on the farm. And there are more ships on the Great Lakes lugging iron from Duluth. More oil wells and deeper mines and more cries of timber in the forests. And there are plenty of people looking back and remembering Pearl Harbor. But plenty more looking forward to putting their arms around a boy that we will always remember as the finest fighting man in the world. So long, fellas.
Ken Carpenter making the last noise of the evening. The effective command performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and produced for you, men and women of the Armed Forces of the United Nations, by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.